What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Talk to Us Nice. You're listening to your girls, Mika and Kelsey, and we're gonna get the fuck through this because our internet is giving us hell. So, first up, we got Krista Allen. Now she just seems so relevant because we're trying to get as much as we can get into our time. Krista Allen seems like she means nothing to me.
Yeah. I don't really care that she turned 30 because I feel like she's been perpetually 30 since 13 going on 30. You know what I mean? Like, they introduce her every, you know, once a year. And I'm like, I mean, cool girl. I know you from one movie. Exactly. But like, kudos to you for turning 30.
She just, all she does is talk about the 13 going on 30 movie and how much she looks like Jennifer Aniston and how like everyone keeps saying what a great casting it is. She just mentions it all the time. Now that she's 30 and everyone's like, oh, the girl from 13 going on 30 is turning 30. I don't care. The only thing that made me care was that Jennifer Gardner made a video saying that she was 30. And I was just like, you know what, bitch? It's because you mind your business and you're unproblematic. Maybe you are 30 because your skin looks great.
My I love that. Up
in this camera.
I love it. And it's funny too, because like Ariana Grande being on The Voice just wore the dress for the knockout round, whatever they call it. I don't know. I don't keep up with these singing shows because why? They never matter. They never matter. They never become anything. But yeah, Ariana wearing that dress was a damn serve. And now that that girl turned 30, like, it's like she couldn't wear it again.
She knew she couldn't, but she also dressed up like that for Halloween already.
She, you know what? That's some people's personality and I have to give it to her. Like, if that's the hill that she rides and will die on, we stand a queen and I'll let her have it.
Next up, we got, listen, I won't lie and say that I'm not a Taylor Swift fan because that would be a bold-faced lie. I've said it on the podcast, Folklore and Evermore got me through a lot of the pandemic. Were there some eras that I completely ignored? Hell yeah, I did. But this remaking of her old music in the age that she is now, with the growth as a songwriter that she has now, when she's already been amazing, I know a lot of people, especially like our people, don't really like to give Taylor any props or anything like that. But I'm sorry. The one thing I can say is that she knows how to bob and weave and play fucking Where's Waldo with all these goddamn Easter eggs and all of her lyrics and the music videos. And that is what she gave us with All Too Well, the 10-minute expanded version of this song. Who's about who? The man who don't shower, Jake Gyllenhaal.
And let me tell you, I don't know how many times you listened to it the first day, but I was at a solid 9 the first day that read re-release Taylor's version. I said, give me that 10-minute version. Let me listen. Let me see what she added to it. And you know what happened? I started fucking crying at the gym. So the power of Taylor Swift, I have to give it to her. Like you said, Mika, you know, I have not always been a Taylor fan. I haven't always followed her. I actually found her quite fucking irritating for most of her, you know, professional career. But one thing I'll never take away from her was Red, because that album did things to me back in the day. And this re-release was like the zhuzh I needed to like get back in tune with my feelings, get a crush on a boy, pretend that like we were something when we were nothing. And then here we are falling in love again, you know, like I needed it and I loved it. Okay. And you know what? Let's just get into the fucking video.
Go ahead.
Dylan O'Brien? Teen Wolf's Dylan O'Brien? Are you kidding me?
Picture is the cover. Don't you fucking dare. I'll fucking kill you. Dylan O'Brien with that beard. I hate what he like emulates in that video, but wow. I would let him fucking wreck me.
Oh, he's my new celebrity. I'm going to keep tweeting at them until something happens, you know? like, you know how I found out that Charlie Puth looked at my nudes? Like, something will come to fruition of this. Why? Because I won't quit. And then we had our little girl, Sadie Sink. I'm not going to call her a little girl because she's a woman. Sorry, babe. She's 19. But I thought that it was casted perfectly. My Cancer Moon was in tears. Like, I have not stopped crying. I want to know who the actress is. Who do you think it is?
Oh, I mean, I'm not really sure which actress are you talking about? Like
the one in the song. Let me just rewind a little bit. Let me reel it back with the lyrics that she added to the 10-minute version.
Crazy.
She was like, Jake Gyllenhaal, I'm talking about you. Like, this is not open to interpretation, open to metaphor. Like, no, this is you and how you fucked me up.
And like, congratulated her on the album and said it was beautiful when it first came out. I don't know how he feels about it getting judged back up, but
I mean, whatever, Jake, deal with it. Like, sorry about it. But yeah, the lyric, you kept me like a secret. I kept you like an oath. The fuck the patriarchy keychain. I don't know, bro. Like, Taylor got me fucked up right now. Truly.
It was absolutely amazing. Cause then you think about all the stuff that she's added into it and her perspective as an older woman, thinking about this relationship she had when she was a child, basically. And everybody was gasping at even the age differences of Dylan and Sadie and how she incorporated all this shit into it. Apparently the Upside Down Kiss was an ode to Kirsten Dunst, because as we know, her and Jake Gyllenhaal dated for a really long time, and Kirsten Dunst was the lead in Spider-Man, and it was just like all these little things weaved into this video, and she does it every single time. And I just can't get over the fact that Jake Gyllenhaal, who was in Spider-Man with Tom Holland, calls Tom Holland kid all the time. And Tom Holland is older than Taylor Swift was when they dated. And it makes me cringe.
It makes me fucking cringe. Also, like, I'm sorry, she really put the word ingenue in one of her songs. And I'm just like, this woman's mind. I'm not going to take it away from her. Like, you know, she can be whatever she wants to be, but like, I'm not going to say she's not a genius. And I also know John Mayer is shaking.
I was just going to say that. That's hilarious.
When Dear John comes out, where is he?
Oh my God. I hope it's extended. Please fucking God, make that extended, because he tried. So like, as Jake called her and said, listen, that's a beautiful album. Like, I can appreciate this art. It feels like I'm listening to, you know, an open like photograph book of like what we went through, blah, blah, blah. John Mayer apparently did not handle it so well. John Mayer is sober now. I don't know how he reacts now. I still, from Dumois, I don't know. I heard he'd still be doing some weird shit though. But.
Okay. Also from Dumois, listeners, if you're not following Dumois on Instagram, like, I need you to get it together, because it is this generation's Gossip Girl. It's fun. Who knows what's real? Who knows what's not? But the person running the account is very good about making sure that like real factual things are like proven to be true, and it's not just like hearsay. So we found out on Friday that the scarf is in somebody's possession, and they sent it in to Dumois, and Dumois was like, let me see if it's real. Then Dumois was like, let me see, does anybody know anyone from Taylor's team? Turns out the scarf is fucking real. It was authentically that scarf. They were able to confirm it from the person who has it, somebody from Taylor's team. And now we just have to wait to see what comes of it. I kind of feel like Taylor is going to do things quietly, but I don't know. I love the mess of it all.
I love the mess too. I love that some people try to interpret it as it was her virginity and there was no scarf. And now everyone's like, no, so a bitch has a scarf. It's going to get back to Taylor. But yeah, I was feeling it. There's so many people and like so many like major music people and like heads of music labels that said that nobody would like rebuy or re-listen to music that's just remade. And now she's breaking records with literally songs that came out 10 years ago. She's like, you're gonna listen to the right fucking version. It says my name on it. It's fucking stamped. Scooter Braun gets nothing. And she's making it happen.
Honestly, we love to see it. Women supporting women. Yeah, I gotta say, for me, Red was like my last Taylor where I really was into it. I'll give 1989 about four songs, Out of the Woods, What's Good. Oh my God, that one's about Harry Styles.
I don't think Harry's gonna get it as bad though. It's just like Joe Jonas got away unscathed with just Mr. Perfectly Fine, whatever the fuck the song is. I don't even care about it because this one was an assassin. Mr. Perfectly Fine was a water balloon thrown.
Shit, that's such a perfect analogy. Taylor was just like, I'm going to go talk about it on Ellen. And
but wasn't like, it a voicemail?
Yes, it was a voicemail.
I remember that period. That's the only reason why. Because I used to be maybe still a little bit in love with Joe Jonas.
Oh, he is the superior Jonas.
100%. Do I think Nick is hot as fuck? Yes. But Joe is the one I would marry if he wasn't with my girl Sophie. No disrespect.
Really? I don't know.
Oh my God, they have a whole ass baby. I forgot.
And we'll never know what it looks like, ever.
Segway two problematic babies. DaBaby and Danny Lee are back at it again. And honestly, it is the messiest fucking thing I've seen in a very, very long time.
I just can't believe that once again, we're talking about DaBaby and his fucking antics. And Danny Lee, I never thought I'd talk about her again. I never thought I'd feel bad for this woman. But here we are. For those of you who, I don't know, opened your news app today or went on Twitter, DaBaby and Danny Lee fighting on IG Live. He looked like he was trying to, or he did kick her out of his apartment or his house. And he was just like, I just don't even fucking care. The only reason why I want to talk about this, because I'm like the uproar of people who were just like, I can't believe he did this. I'm like, this is the hell you're dying on? Like, he's been an asshole for a year and a half now. But the fact that he yelled at his baby mom, which I'm not excusing at all, but for people to be like, that's hella disrespectful. I can't believe a man would do that. I'm like, okay, but the homophobia was fine. That was okay. Him punching women in the face at concerts were okay.
Listen, I'm never here to defend Danny Lee whatsoever. Never here to defend DaBaby whatsoever. But I'm just thinking about the song she fucking made. And it's so funny because I feel like all these women want these black men until they have to deal with these black men. And then they start saying the N-word out of nowhere. Did you see that live and how many times she said, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
You know shit?
She said it more than me, probably in my whole life.
And I was just like, but you just finished making a song saying yellow bone, that's what he want.
And she said that.
First baby mama all over the goddamn place. I don't know. It's just a mess. I'm not on anybody's side. It is just a circus.
A goddamn circus.
I love popcorn, and I'm selling peanuts.
Give me a slushie.
Oh my God, like Glee?
Yeah.
Love that. Stop it. I just saw Drag Race, and it was an episode where Naya Rivera was in it, and I started tearing up. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P. tour.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's so fucking massive. You do not have to get all up in it because one, the news is changing by the, while we're talking right now, there's probably another IG live up.
I mean, and my thing was they both had a lot of like pull quotes that came out. But for me, he was like, end of the day, no big deal. I don't want no charges pressed or nothing. I just want her peacefully removed. My focus right now is solely on this new project and my live show Killa Tour starting November 26th.
It's not on your baby.
No, it's on him promoting his tour that starts on Black Friday.
And then he had the nerve to try to call out her family holding their baby. Mind you, that was the first time their baby was even shown to the public. So she's also pissed about that. But apparently this whole thing stemmed over the fact that she bought a Plan B.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you want to just come and bitches like, I'm buying a Plan B. Because of the way she found out she was pregnant was because she was going to get on birth control. And then they were like, psych, seed is planted.
That wrecked me. I'd be so pissed. Be beyond pissed off. And for me, he's calling her crazy, insane. I'm like, my dude, she's postpartum. She's literally 3 months postpartum. And like postpartum depression is a serious issue among first-time moms, moms in general. So I'm just like, really? You're getting mad at her for like taking care of an equal responsibility that once again is not your sole priority. November 26th, Black Friday, baby. Be there.
I don't know. It's messy as hell.
Leave us out of it.
I'm not on anybody's side. I'm just here to watch.
And don't make me feel bad for people
that I don't give a shit about.
And who have said questionable things.
Questionable things. Let's continue on that train. Miss Chloe Bailey. I just, listen, Chloe, We've been defending you with our whole ass fucking chest. Like, I don't know how many times anything you put up, I was just like, everybody needs to just shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. She put up a video. Kelsey, did you see this video?
I did. And I liked it on Twitter. I liked it every time I saw it.
How'd you feel about it?
I said, go ahead, girl. Go ahead, get down. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. And I don't care because it's not my business. Mm-hmm. But you look cute and you look hot. And you're doing something with that lollipop. I don't know what you're doing, but that's your business. I'm just here for the show. Mm-hmm. Because standing your truth.
With the first two things. She looked hot. She looked good. The lollipop was cute. If you're going to fucking do this shit, stand by it. Because people are already getting on her about the fact that she wants to show her body, but then cry when people make criticism about it, right? And I already told you, I don't even know if this life is for me anymore. I've been wanting to act since I was a fucking baby. But I'm just like, this whole back and forth, if I fucking breathe wrong, people are like, oh, she's the one who caused the tsunami in Thailand. Like, I don't even have time for it. I just don't. But if you're going to do it your whole fucking chest. She deleted the video, which made it worse. Worst. Bratwurst. She deleted the video, which made it worse. I don't know what the video was supposed to do. I'm a stand by her. She can do what she wants, but I'm not gonna sit here and say I didn't laugh when I saw that video because I laughed.
I mean, so did I. I don't know what this is, but go for it. Like, okay, like do you. And then she went on and deleted it. And I'm like, girl, I can't defend you when you do that shit. Stand in your fucking truth. Why did you post that? Who knows? Who cares? Just leave it as is. Pay no mind to it. Like, I need her to go to the school of Montero. I need her to go to Montero State University because she needs to learn how to start trolling these bitches. She needs to learn how to start, like, doing some references. Like, she has to get a little bit of a backbone. It's like, Hallie, whatever her name is, like, she can't be the only one fighting your battles for you. I know you're a Cancer girl. I see you. I know. It's hard for you. But come on. You're fine. You got this.
I just need her to just stick her feet solidly in it because with her constantly putting stuff up, then deleting it makes me not feel as confident in her as, you know, she wants people to like see her in this like sexual manner. If you want to be seen as in a sexual manner, go fuck ahead. Her body's fucking hot. She's fucking gorgeous. Her lips go on for fucking days. But now I'm unsure because you're unsure, bitch.
It's like, you can't rock us like that, okay? I'm going through enough. And I'm not even a celebrity. I'm just a fucking plain old girl in the city.
Never a plain old girl. But that baby voice you put on too, and I can't even front. Sometimes I put on a voice by accident. Like, it's not even on purpose. Because I feel like I get it from when I, like, coddle my little sister a lot. Like, I don't know why. It's just something that I've done for years. And so sometimes it comes out someplace. But that wasn't like a... That was a... You know, fuck me because I'm a cute baby. Like, like those gamer girls who like dress up like preteens and do those voices as they're playing and make. I mean, y'all, some of these bitches on OnlyFans who do that, they have like 6 houses, my dude. Like, they're rich. That's what that video was giving me a little. Now you listen here, Chloe. I'ma stand beside you. Fix it, Jesus.
Okay, guys. So this episode has been very like millennial forward, I would say. I feel like we're really on a high. We're really going for the gold. 2000 nostalgia is back, baby, because the holy trifecta of Miss Britney motherfucking Spears. We got Lindsay Lohan. We got Paris Hilton. All three of those biddies. All three of them are winning this week. Britney is fucking free. If you guys have been living under a goddamn rock, you would know that November 12th, this past Friday, her conservatorship has finally ended after 13 long ass years. She is posting freely on her Instagram. She's celebrating with champagne. She said that, you know, don't worry about the shirt that I wore in those other videos. Like, yes, that was from yesterday. Shut up. Like, I really love this side of Britney that we're getting. Lindsay Lohan finally left Dubai for a little quick trip to LA to shoot this Netflix special with Cord Overstreet. And then this Paris Hilton got married and she looked like a goddamn Barbie princess dream house, which like has always been her vibe. And it was like the wedding of the century. And I'm a little annoyed I wasn't invited, but like, it's okay.
Her dress, she looked absolutely beautiful. Both of her dresses. I'm obsessed with the fact that Nicole Richie was there. Kim Kardashian was there. She was like helping her with her dress and shit. And that just gives you nostalgia no matter what. Like whether you fuck with the Kardashians or not, seeing Kim Kardashian help Paris Hilton with the train of her dress. Stop, there's a joke in there somewhere. But also seeing Nicole Richie, no one can tell me that The Simple Life was not prime reality TV. If you say that it wasn't, you're fucking wrong. That Flavor of Love, I Love New York, prime time reality television. And I don't know who that woman was in that Netflix rom-com preview, but that was not Lindsay Lohan. But she looked gorgeous. She got work done and it looked good.
Oh yeah. She looks fucking amazing because she was like, I'm leaving Hollywood. I'm going to Mykonos. I have SPF 103 and don't look for me. I'll come to you. And that's literally what she did. And I love that she has a lot of projects coming out, but like no one knows when they're happening.
She looks like if she was raised by Regina George's mom. That's what she looks like. And I'm fucking feeling it. Like, I saw that. I was like, oh, okay, bitch. I was happy to see her red hair is back, too. I'm happy, period. And I like Cordova Street. Little fish lips.
Period. Lohan dance party. She's so cute. It's just nice to, like, we literally grew up with these three women. Like, we grew up with them all. And they've gone through so much shit. And just to see them, like, coming out on top because the shit that they were getting, you know, in the media for, like looking back on it now, I'm like, this is what we were, the hill that we were dying on, like Britney Spears's mental breakdown where she had to be in a psychiatric hold. Like that was really prime news. Like, it's just nice to see you can turn your life around. Love wins. Paris was like, I finally got my prince, even though I really thought she was going to marry that guy, Chris.
Stop it. I really thought they were going to be together as well. He's also very much a all or nothing type of person. I feel like how many times have you seen him engaged as well? Like 3 times. Wasn't he engaged to like Lucy Hale and there was somebody else, but, no, I really thought they were going to make it. I think I just wanted them to make it. Cause I was like, look at this CW dude borrowing money from Paris's dad to buy that ring. Cause he did not buy that ring. I'm sorry.
Of course not. Also, do you remember when she lost that ring and then somebody returned it to her? I'm like, Paris stands for the fucking win. Like, we want that girl to succeed.
Wow. This has been a very good week for millennials. To wrap it all up, we have Adele. Adele had her CBS show, which was part concert, part interview with Oprah. And she looked gorgeous in all white. She looked gorgeous on that stage with that black dress. Did you see it? Did you get a chance to watch it?
Yes, I watched like the first hour. I had to watch Succession because it's a big deal for me and my family. I have to stay off Twitter. So like I had to give the girl a little pause moment, but she looked absolutely stunning. It was such a beautiful venue doing it at like Griffith Observatory and just seeing the celebs in the crowd. I love that they showed Seth Rogen. I was like, there's my baby. There he is right in the front row. I see you. I will sing to you. And I just thought, she's just so awesome. Like she has such a wonderful and positive outlook on like how things have turned out for her and to be open about her divorce, open about her weight loss. And I just know that her and Amy Winehouse would have fucking killed it together. The duet that we were robbed from. Like, and Kat's mom was actually telling me last night that that's kind of why Adele got so popular was because people were like, oh my God, this is like Amy Winehouse 2.0. And that was like what shot her to fucking fame with 19.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. I know like they both wore, you know, the beehive and stuff in their hair and things like that. You know, they're both from England and things, but I didn't really put that together. Cause I feel like, you know, while they're, I feel like personality wise, they're probably like very similar in some aspects, but they have two completely different voices though and two completely different styles. So I don't know. I also thought it was so cute. I don't know if you got to that part, but listen, no one could ever fucking do this to me because I'll kill you. As I said, I don't want this huge public proposal, but this man brought his girlfriend. I don't know how many years they were together, but apparently they were together for a very, very, very long time. Had headphones on her ears, noise-canceling headphones, blindfold. Brought her right in front of the stage, in front of all these people. Finally told her that she could, like, take the stuff off. And she was nervous. She was like, what the? She was like, who are all these people? Like, you're lucky you didn't let me eat because I would have thrown up right now. Like, she was hilarious. He was crying. She was crying. Melissa McCarthy was crying at this man's proposal. It was actually very, very sweet. No one better fucking do that to me. I mean, if it's in front of Adele. No, because I was on TV too. No.
No.
Don't do that to me. The answer is no.
Don't. Don't.
Melissa McCarthy was crying. She ended up getting they sat them down next to fucking Lizzo. Lizzo was the first person that got to see her ring. It was cute.
I mean, like, in theory, that's fucking adorable. In reality, I already know that I would have 12,000 emotions going through my face, but ultimately anger would be the one shining through. It would be like anger with like me trying to have an understanding of like, oh wait, no, this is something nice happening and trying to smile through it. But I'm going to be like, you fucking,
you're dead.
Just so dead. I can't believe it. And then I would just be like, I don't even care about the engagement. Like, Adele, hello. I'm sorry. I'm sitting next to Lizzo. What? I'm at a concert. Gabby and Dwayne. I see. Oh, like, no, I'm too hypey. Don't do that to me. Don't.
She also brings up her boyfriend, and it's actually very, very cute. I'm really happy for her. I'm happy that she's happy. I hope it lasts, because I just wish nothing but happiness for Adele. I don't care if we get nothing but happy bops for the rest of her life. As long, I just want her to be happy, healthy, and doing good. Because if she's going to be my friend, our friend, when we make it up there, I want a happy friend. I'm not trying to be doom and gloomy.
Yeah, long live Adele Dazeem.
And that's it for this week's episode of Talk to Us Nice. Please follow us on Instagram at Talk to Us Nice Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Talk to Us Nice. And email us at talktousnice@gmail.com. If there are any topics that you guys want us to talk about, anything that you have to say about what we said, if you want to fight, come at us. But also rate, review, and subscribe.
And I wouldn't fight us because you won't win. Sorry.
And we will see you guys next week. See ya.
Bye.